First, Father's Day. By the time Father's Day rolls around, they've only had Lily Maria for a short while and have been mostly hanging out with her at the Malibu house, just being parents and getting to know each other. Steve took paternity leave from S.H.I.E.L.D., Coulson got to make a brand new form, and Tony still bemoaned the fact that he missed the whole conversation with Fury, wherein Captain America told him he was taking 3 months off to change diapers and read Goodnight Moon. For their first Father's Day as a family, though, Tony wants to be at the cabin, and so that's where they head with the car full of the minimum necessary for 2 whole nights away from the house, which did not necessitate a trailer, no matter how much Steve harumphed about the packing. Steve was dutifully getting it all in the SUV, though, without comment at the moment, other than a long look over his shoulder at Tony when he loaded the 3rd basket of toys. "Look, do you want to explain to her that you left that giraffe thing she played with at one time but now wants more than anything on earth back at the house?" "I didn't think so," Tony said at Steve's sigh. He hefted Lily a little higher on his hip and looked back at the house. He was probably forgetting something, but it wasn't like the cabin was truly in the wilderness or anything. He'd walked across a desert. He could make it 2 nights away from home with a baby. "Should we bring the swing? I think we should bring the swing. She likes the swing."
"I'll swing her," Steve shouted as he walked back into the house for another load.
"It plays music," Tony called back. "Doesn't it? You like the music, don't you? Tell Papa you like the music," Tony encouraged lightly, winking down at Lily, who promptly tried to eat her fingers. "I'll hum," Steve said, as he walked back out with 3 bags in one hand and the swing in the other. "What? She likes the swing." He shot Tony a smile and got the rest loaded, clearly using some kind of interdimensional space in the back of the SUV to get it all to fit. Finally, they got Lily strapped into her car seat. She was already yawning, dark eyes starting to droop, and mouth forming a small O as she made a few half-hearted suckling sounds, blinked up at Tony while he stroked a finger across the fine hairs on top of her head, then drifted off. "She already out?" Steve asked, turning from the driver's seat to look back at them. "Like a light," Tony replied quietly as he carefully got out, shut the door with a soft thump, and climbed into the passenger seat next to Steve. "Thanks for, you know, doing all this," he said, waving a hand towards the back of the packed SUV as he clicked his seatbelt into place. "I just wanted to be there, you know?"
"Yeah, yeah, I know, Tony, me too," Steve said, smiling softly at him, eyes crinkling at the corners. He trailed off, blowing out a puff of air and turning to stare through the windshield while the car idled in the driveway.
"Yeah," Tony agreed. It was her place now, too, or it would be, and Tony thought they both needed that to be true. The last time they'd been there, he had been dying, after all, though Steve still refused to so much as discuss it. Which, yeah, all the more reason to do this. He supposed maybe this was a way to cleanse, to heal, to rechristen something that they'd both been afraid they were going to lose.
"Got you something," Steve said after a long moment. He reached around behind his seat and plucked a small gift bag from the floorboard, dropping it in Tony's lap. "I hear it's traditional."
Tony smiled a bit ruefully, shaking his head. Scents were the traditional first Father's Day gift for Omegas, not that he wore cologne that often, but he liked that Steve was still a bit endearingly old-fashioned about some things.
"You didn't have to," Tony protested, barely half-heartedly. He pulled the tissue paper out, then unrolled what was wrapped inside, letting it drop into his hand. He stared for a moment, then let out a surprised bark of laughter that he quickly tried to swallow as Lily stirred. Tony felt his eyes sting, and his stomach went loose and warm, chest tightening as he swallowed past some emotion he could only begin to name. Dish soap. His alpha had gotten him dish soap. Of course he had, Tony thought, remembering the first time he asked Steve for soap, and how it had flustered Tony so much that Steve had gotten him dish soap, which was still the best thing for getting motor oil off his hands, because Steve noticed and Steve loved all the parts of him, even the ones that sometimes terrified Tony. "It's Spring Meadow," Steve pointed out with a small, lopsided smile, eyes twinkling. Then his expression softened, and he reached out to trace his thumb over Tony's cheek, where a small scar cut across his skin, nearly invisible now, but they both knew it was there. "You're a great dad, Tony. The best," Steve said.
"I can't screw this up," Tony blurted out, the words coming out wet and thick as he swiped at his eyes. He was shaking.
"I can't." He squeezed his eyes shut and shoved his fist against his mouth. He turned towards the car window and opened his eyes, blinking rapidly and staring unseeing back at the house. "I can't, Steve. She's... God, she's... everything."
"I know. I know, Tony. You won't," Steve assured him.
"How do you know?" Tony demanded, turning back to face Steve. "How do you know?"
"Because I..." He broke off as Steve reached over and wrapped his hand around Tony's, then tapped a finger on the plastic bottle of dish soap Tony was clutching like a lifeline. "You were never what he tried to make you, Tony. You're not going to be that now," Steve said.
Tony felt something inside him break at Steve's words. He let his eyes fall shut again, then opened them and drew in a deep, shuddering breath.
"I love you," Tony said, attempting to offer Steve something of an apologetic smile. "Let's take her home."
"She's been home since they put her in your arms," Steve whispered, his voice going tight. "Like her old man in that, I guess." Steve glanced over at him, then put his other hand on top of Steve's and squeezed, biting his lip and dropping his gaze for a moment. There was so much he wanted to say to Steve, needed to say. Words seemed like small, infinitesimal things, though. How to say what he meant, what he was feeling, what Steve was to him. This wonderful, amazing man who loved him, stood beside him no matter what, and gave him a daughter and dish soap.
"Happy Father's Day," Tony said softly.
"Happy Father's Day, Tony," Steve replied.